February, day 5. February also seems to be keeping track of me with the cold. I no longer have a tickly throat, but I now have a slightly bunged up nose. So, go me. And incidentally, after the one I did last night, I'm not recording an audio boo outdoors until somebody comes up with an event called Boo Lie. Oh dear, I hate the winter. So, in regards to this, today's prompt, which is, why do you think people are so readily applaud an idea, yet not lift a finger to help or volunteer to have anything to do with it? The only thing I can really think of in this regard, and I can be a little guilty of this, but there are plenty of people who have more grounds to be so. I think people are generally happy to see somebody having an idea and carrying it out, and in some instances, you know, have a project. But at the same time, be so overwhelmed with their own lives that they don't really think that we might need their help. That's one way of looking at it, I think. I've been a musician since I was 18, 19. That was around the point that I really started to get into music in a deeply meaningful way, but I've always found that, I've always felt that people I know who I would ask, say, to come to gigs, that's the most sort of common example that I can really think of, because my musical projects are my project, they're my little enterprise, and the only way I could really want people to help in any way is to support a project by coming to see us play, you know. And that's, like I say, this is just one example drawn from the prompt, but it's always felt to me as if the general thought is that, oh, he'll have loads of people going to go and see him, so I don't need to go. I won't go. And the only thing I can really, the only thing I can think behind that, in order to try and think the best of people, is that there is a lot going on, you know. I mean, I often feel like I don't always have the time free to commit to things, to help do some things. And this is me, who is single and lives on his own, has a job with steady hours, and doesn't do, I don't feel like I always do a massive amount, but I also don't feel like I have much spare time. Which sounds funny, you know, when I say it out loud. In my mind, all my spare time is set aside for my projects. And if I'm not recording, I can't record demos at the moment because my voice is shot, what with being not terribly well. But I always feel like if I'm not recording demos, then I'm recharging myself, getting ready to do it. I'm at a point at the moment where I'm actually trying to be a bit more proactive with things that I do. For example, on Monday night, a friend of mine runs a beer shop in town, and he and the local independent record shop have started having a regular night where people bring in albums to listen to, music based on a theme, and gather in the shop and drink beer, listen to music, and all that, this kind of thing. And I just thought that sounds like a really good venture. And all I need is a bit of support. And add to that, it'll be a nice evening anyway. And so I went. And it's not so. It's the sort of thing that I might read about on Facebook, and think that sounds good. I ought to do that. And sometimes I don't go out. Sometimes I don't. From my point of view, I think it's the time of year for me. Things that I would quite happily do in summer are things that I wouldn't ordinarily do at this time of year, because my desire to just stay inside and wait to go to bed and then get up in the morning and not do much. Well, I have a really strong hibernation desire at this time of year. But on Monday, I was quite glad I fought against that and actually went out and did something nice that was actually, you know, that some people I knew really were relying on some support from a bunch of people. So I'm quite happy to have been one of those people. And yeah, why people don't always is, there could be a whole stack of reasons, and part of it could be a desire to hibernate, part of it could be shyness, part of it could be being overwhelmed by whatever commitments they already have and don't feel that they can lend the time to actually do what they would like to do. I mean, really, the really short answer is people are strange, weird creatures, and you can never bank on them to do what you might expect them to do or hope that they would do. Sometimes it's a bit of a pain, sometimes it's more serious than that. But I guess sometimes you just have to shrug and say, people, eh? Cool. And then leave it at that and let them get on with it. As long as you can get on with what you want to do, then hey-ho, I guess. There's my February. Good night.